Welcome to the Instagram for Bosses podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Marie. I'm here to teach you practical tips and strategies for leveraging Instagram so you can position yourself as an expert, generate more leads, and land more clients. So, bosses, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to Instagram for Bosses. I hope you're having a great week. Today I'm going to share with you five things you can do after every post to boost your engagement on Instagram. So if you're interested in learning more about that, then stay tuned. Make sure you stick around until the end of the episode because I'll be sharing a very special bonus tip. And this tip is actually going to be something that you shouldn't do after posting because it can hurt your engagement. Before we start, I wanted to remind you to follow me over on Instagram. You can find me by searching at Andrea Marie Creative. I share lots of free tips and trainings over there, and we always have lots of fun. Now let's get back to today's episode. So you've created an epic post or reel, you've come up with a clever caption, and even found the perfect hashtags to complement your post. You hit share, sit back, and wait for the engagement to come flooding in, but instead you hear crickets. If you relate to this, you're not alone. There's a mistake you're making that's really common and that I myself have been guilty of too, and that is your posting and ghosting. Instagram is a social network, and as such, you need to be social on the platform if you want to get impactful results. So, with all of that being said, here are five actionable things that you can do after sharing a post to boost your Instagram engagement. Number one is to share your post to your story. Each time you share a post to Instagram, you should always share that post to your Instagram story, and here's why. Firstly, stories drive more traffic to your post. This is because not everybody who follows you will see your posts in their feed. When you share your post to your story, you'll be directing traffic to your new post for 24 hours while your story is active, giving your followers more opportunity to see your content and engage with it. Secondly, stories feature at the top of the Instagram feed, making it easier for people to see and access them. The more people that see your story, the more people you can direct to your new post, which will in turn increase your engagement and reach. The second thing you should do after sharing a post to Instagram is actively engage with your community. Now I get it. You're busy running your business and don't have all day to spend on Instagram. That's totally okay. If you aim to spend between 5 to 10 minutes on engagement after you post, that is going to make the biggest difference and certainly be better than posting and ghosting. The first way you can engage with your community is to look at followers who have previously liked and commented on your posts. These are your most engaged followers, and by actively engaging with them, you'll increase rapport and the likelihood that they will continue to engage with you. You can also spend time engaging with accounts who have used the same hashtags you've used in your posts. If you click on the recent tab for that hashtag, you can engage with people who recently posted. The reason I like this strategy is because the people behind these accounts are likely to still be active on the app and engage back with you in return. Remember to leave meaningful comments that are relevant to the content shared. The higher quality your engagement is, the more likely that user will return the favor. Before I move on to the next tip, I want to tell you about today's sponsor, and that is me and my best-selling resource, the InstaGlow Up Bundle. With the InstaGlow Up Bundle, you get my best content creation resources at a fraction of the cost. Finally, master Instagram content creation so you can stop the scroll and land more dream clients and customers, even if you're a total newbie. Click the link in the description to learn more. The next thing you should do after posting to Instagram to boost your engagement is to reply to comments on your new post. As soon as someone leaves you a comment, reply to them and, where appropriate, ask questions that will lead to further discussion. For example, if someone comments saying, "Thank you for sharing, these tips were really helpful," you could respond by asking what their favorite tip was. This will increase comments on your post and signal to Instagram that people are enjoying this piece of content, resulting in them showing your post to more people, resulting in more engagement for your post. The fourth thing you should do after sharing a new post to Instagram is to update the link in your bio. This one is super important. You want to make sure that the link in your bio is directly relevant to the call to action in your new post. It's 2022 and people have a short attention span. If they've got to go on a wild goose chase trying to find the relevant link, then they'll likely lose interest and you'll lose a potential new lead. And the fifth thing that you should do after sharing a new post to Instagram is to share your post to other platforms. Cross-posting your Instagram post to other platforms like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and even to your email list is a great way to get additional eyes on your content. This is a great strategy to boost not only engagement, but it can also help you to get new followers too. Now, if you made it this far into the episode, well done. Here is your bonus tip. And this is something that you should avoid doing after posting on Instagram. And that is, you should avoid editing your Instagram post right after sharing it. As a perfectionist, I get it. Seeing a typo in the post you just shared is mortifying. But before you rush in and hit that edit button, consider this. Many experts say that when you edit your post, your Instagram ranking is reset. This means that the comments, likes, saves, and shares you've previously received won't count towards your ranking. Since the majority of engagement typically happens within the first couple of hours after you post, it's advised to avoid editing within this time frame to give your post the best chance of ranking highly. Instagram hasn't directly come out to confirm this, so my recommendation is to test this out and see how your engagement is affected. There have been instances where I've noticed typos within a minute of posting and I've been able to edit them immediately without any detriment, but this is likely because there was minimal engagement in that short 1 to 2 minute time period after I posted. If you don't notice your mistake until 10 minutes after posting, that might be a different story, and it may be better to hold off your edit for a few hours just to be safe. So that's what I've got for you for today's episode. If you implement these tips, I'd love to know how they work for you. If you found value in today's episode and are looking for more tailored help with your Instagram marketing, please feel free to reach out to me via Instagram DM or to click the link in the description to book a strategy call with me where you can learn more about how I help other business owners just like you leverage Instagram to stand out as experts and land more dream clients and customers. Thank you for joining me today. If you're enjoying the show, I would love and appreciate it if you subscribed and left me a rating and review. It would mean a lot if you shared it to your Instagram story, because sharing episodes is the best way for the show to grow, reach more people, and impact more lives. If you do share the episode, be sure to tag me at Andrea Marie Creative, because I'd love to reshare your stories and chat with you in the DMs. I hope you have a great day and week, and I'll speak to you soon.